I went in the fire service, and I was to Tenepolis in air station, because the concrete base is still there now where we had air fire station.
Where is that?
And
in
the playing fields, inside the first gate, up alongside the hedge there, you'll see a concrete base. Well, that was air fire service.
And what did you have to do?
And I was on the telephone taking calls and sending air brigade out to fires, because they were all mostly incendiary bombs, catching everything alight.
Did you enjoy that?
Well, it's a bit terrifying at times when you heard the planes coming over. It was all right all the time they were going, but if the engine stopped, you knew they were coming down or something was going to happen. Oh, it was very scary at times, because sometimes I was left on my own. All the firemen had to go out.
How many firemen were there?
I'm not quite sure, but I think there was about a dozen of us.
And they were just men from the village who
were... Oh, yes, they were all men from the village, yes. Same as some of the men joined the police, the special police as well. Oh, yes.
Were they given any training?
Oh, yes, they did. My father used to be in charge of the fire service. And he had to go for training first, yes. But they used to get their water from the long pond down the Helen Road there, or in the actual village where the old rectory stood, there used to be a pond by the side of it, and you used to get the water there sometimes.
Were there many fires in the village?
Oh, yes, we had several. Oh, yes. And one local boy, I saw him not so very long ago, and he says, "May," he says, "where's that pond that I fell in?" So anyway, there's a house stands on it now. And he lived up at Davistown, and he had to go home all wet through where he fell in the pond.